Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, the United States Department of Justice has announced formal charges against a former Apple engineer. This engineer has been accused of stealing Apple's autonomous driving technology on behalf of a Chinese self-driving car startup. The engineer worked from Apple from 2016 to 2018 and had broad access to databases of Apple's entire autonomy source code. According to the Department of Justice, the data to which this engineer had access could only have been accessed by 2,700 of Apple's 135,000 employees. When the engineer departed Apple in 2018, he had already accepted a job at an unnamed Chinese company developing autonomous driving technology. In the time leading up to that departure, the engineer had started to collect large amounts of sensitive commercial data and source code from Apple. Law enforcement officials uncovered a trove of stolen, confidential, and proprietary Apple information when they executed a search warrant on the engineer's home in June of 2018. At the time, the engineer agreed to not flee the country, but did so anyway, taking a flight from San Francisco to China. In total, the engineer is facing charges of 6 separate counts of theft or attempted theft of Apple's entire autonomy source code, including tracking systems, behavior planning for autonomous systems, and descriptions of the hardware that was behind the system. If he's extradited and charged in the United States, DOJ officials say the engineer would face 10 years in prison for each count, for a total of 60 years. The announcement of this particular arrest came during a press event in which the DOJ also announced charges in 4 other cases as part of its newfound strike force to prevent foreign adversaries from garnering access to sensitive U.S. technology. In other news today, Apple is facing a new probe from regulators in France over alleged planned product obsolescence. The investigation started back in December 2022, and it's related to Apple's practice of tying the serial number of repair parts to the serial number of iPhones, iPads, and Mac. The investigation was kickstarted after a complaint from the so-called Stop Planned Obsolescence Association in France. In its complaint, the association targeted Apple's serialized repair policy, arguing that it's an unnecessary burden on the repair process. The investigation is said to focus on Apple's alleged deceptive marketing and programmed obsolescence, based on complaints that this serialized repair policy allows Apple to limit repairs, especially for unapproved devices and hardware. The complaint came just a day after Apple launched the self-service repair program in France. The self-service repair program requires that the buyer enter the serial number for the iPhone for which they are buying the part at the time of purchase. The serial number must then match the serial number of the returned part if the repair person wants to receive that returned part credit back from Apple. Apple, of course, also implements various different software restrictions that prevent different hardware components from working if the serial numbers between the parts and the iPhone don't match up. The ultimate outcome of this case in France remains to be seen, and as of right now, Apple hasn't publicly responded to the accusations. Rounding out today, perhaps the worst-kept secret of the year, Apple's Beats brand is officially launching the new Beats Studio Buds Plus today. These are upgraded versions of the first-generation Studio Buds that launched 2 years ago, offering upgraded active noise cancellation and transparency mode, longer battery life, and more. According to Beats, the active noise cancellation on the Studio Buds Plus is up to 1.6 times more powerful than the first generation, while transparency mode is up to 2 times better. Beats says that it has accomplished these improvements thanks to an updated design with 3 times larger microphones and new venting technology. The upgraded microphone system also contributes to what Beats describes as an intelligent voice targeting algorithm and an entirely new acoustic architecture. Another major improvement with Studio Buds Plus is the battery life. Overall, the Studio Buds Plus offer an extra hour of battery life, up to 9 hours from the buds themselves, and up to 36 hours of total battery life when using the USB-C charging case. But unfortunately, Beats hasn't addressed the biggest limitation of Beats Studio Buds with this year's upgrade. Instead of using Apple's H2 audio chip inside, the Beats Studio Buds Plus feature a custom Beats-designed processor. While this does come with the benefit of improved compatibility with Android devices, it also means that Beats Studio Buds miss out on some of the key features offered by AirPods and other Beats products that use Apple's proprietary chip inside. Beats Studio Buds Plus lacks support for automatic in-ear detection, so they won't automatically play your content when you put them in your ears or pause your content when you take them out. They also lack support for automatic device switching, and they don't sync your paired devices across iCloud, so you'll need to manually connect them on each new device. But looking beyond the technical limitations of Beats Studio Buds Plus, the clear headlining change is the addition of a new transparent color option. This design provides a really cool look at the internals of the Beats Studio Buds Plus charging case and the individual buds themselves. This, of course, comes in counter to Apple's AirPods strategy, which is to offer one color and one color only, white. You can get a closer look at the new Beats Studio Buds Plus in my review at the link in the show notes below. They are available to order starting today for $170, which is a $20 price increase compared to the first generation, and the first orders will start shipping tomorrow. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.